Now, this past Saturday, June 26, we celebrated the feast of Saint Jose Maria Escriva de Balaguer, the saint of ordinary life, founder of Opus Dei, who once said, "I'm a sinner who's in love with Christ." He truly was a modern-day saint. He died in 1975, was canonized in 2006. Stay tuned, because today we're going to meet a priest who met Saint Jose Maria Escriva in person and will tell us what it was like. We're talking about the one and only my friend, Father Hilary Mahaney. Father Hilary is a priest of Opus Dei, the pastor emeritus of St. Mary the Angels in Chicago, Illinois, that beautiful church where I was married with Father Rocky, who was the witness of our sacrament of matrimony between Cindy and I. Good morning, Father Hilary. Welcome to Morning Air. What a joy it is to be with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, Father,
early in the morning.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be with you. And I got to tell you, I had the joy last Saturday night to be in your beautiful church, St. Mary the Angels, for that glorious solemn mass for St. Jose Maria Escriva with Father Peter Armenio and many, many other priests concelebrating. It was a packed church. It was so moving and so uplifting. What a joy it was for me to be able to be a part of that.
Well, it's wonderful. You know, every year we have a big crowd for that mass. Usually the heat gets us, which it did this year a little bit, but it was fine. It was great. It's always very moving. It really, truly is, to see all those people there worshiping God.
Absolutely, and especially after this COVID pandemic that we've been dealing with for so long, it was great to see a full church. Father Hilary, can you give us a little bit of background on St. Jose Maria Escriva and Opus Dei, especially for folks who may not be familiar with the message of Opus Dei?
Oh, definitely. Thank you, John. Yes, I met St. Jose Maria in 1964. In Rome, where I was going to study to be a priest, through Opus Dei, and he was wonderful to be with. If you would see him, there was not anything extraordinary we could say about his appearance or his way of being. He was very cheerful. I had a lot of fun. He would always joke, and I remember one of the times I went with him and Blessed Alvaro. We went out to one of the centers of Opus Dei in Rome, and I didn't speak any Spanish at that time, or very little. And he was in the back seat, and I was in the front seat. He would sort of poke me in the arm and pretend it was Don Alvaro that was doing it. And then we went to the center of Opus Dei, and it happened to be the time of snack when we were there, which is about 5 in the afternoon. It was the only time in the 3 years I was in Rome that we had hot dogs for snacks. So he had arranged that, so I would enjoy that, of having that very American way of celebrating a little snack. So he was a lot of fun to be with, and the Opus Dei is just, it's what's called a personal prelature, but the aim behind it is to help people in the world, and diocesan priests, who to be saints in their work of each day by trying to do it well, offering it to God, and through that work to get people to know Jesus Christ. So it's very important to try to work well, but the motivation behind it would be to give God honor and glory and help to foster his kingdom in the middle of the world.
Well, Father Hilary, let's go back to 1964, Rome, when you first met St. Jose Maria Escriva. First of all, what were you doing over there at the time, and what was that experience like? What was your impressions of being around this very humble priest who used to say, "I'm a sinner who's in love with Christ"?
Well, I was going there to study theology, did that for 3 years. And then it was very great to see him. He did say that many times, "I'm a sinner who loved Jesus Christ." So it showed his great humility that he had. And I remember once just reading in I wasn't there, but he would just went into the dentist's office and, like everybody else, was just sitting there and waiting. And there was a priest there with him who did not know him. A priest came into the dental office as well. And they were just talking like two priests would talk, whatever. And all of a sudden he found out, he said, "What is your name?" He said, "Oh, I'm Jose Maria Escriva." And the priest was very surprised because he didn't make a big deal of being found of Opus Dei. And it was just a very moving thing for that priest to have met him and at the same time to see that he was just so normal. And so that's the way he was, you know. Wasn't extraordinary. Very good speaker and things. Very animated person. He had a lot of passion and would speak very clearly and about different issues and things like that. But that's just the way he was, you know. That's his personality, you know. Came from a very good family, very good Catholic family in Barbastro, Spain. He was born in 1902. And he felt from a very young age that he was being called to do something from God. He did not know exactly what it was, so he became a priest to help find out what it was, because he knew it wasn't quite, it was to be a priest, but a little bit more too. And that was the founding of Opus Dei, which he, during a retreat in Madrid, October 2nd, 1928, was when he saw, that's a verb he would always use, "I saw Opus Dei," meaning he saw it projected in the centuries and different things. He had still, though, step by step, God was leading him to show what he wanted. He wanted him to be the founder of Opus Dei. And the men's part of Opus Dei was that October 2nd. That was the founding of Opus Dei. And then February 14th, 1930, the woman's part of Opus Dei came into being. He saw that while he was saying Mass. He saw that there would be women in Opus Dei. Previously to that, he had said and written, "There'll never be women in Opus Dei." But then when he said that Mass, February 14th, 1930, he said, "There will be women in Opus Dei." So that was sort of a major event there as well.
Can you talk to us, Father Hilary, about that illumination that he got, that vision, and how our Blessed Mother, Nuestra Señora del Pilar, Our Lady of the Pillar, was part of this story of his illumination?
Yes. It was just something that was, he saw Opus Dei projected in the centuries and the good that it would do in helping people in the middle of the world, let's say the ordinary person, to find Christ there. And the Our Lady of the Pillar is interesting because that's where he studied theology, was in Zaragoza, where Our Lady of the Pillar is. And he would go there every day and pray. I'll fill in a little bit. The Pillar was when St. James.
Santiago de Compostela.
And he was having a hard time converting the Spaniards. So Mary appeared to him on that pillar and told him, gave him some encouragement, keep going, keep evangelizing, which obviously he did do. That's one of the main reasons Spain is so Catholic. And that pillar that is there, that she appeared on, is in that cathedral in Zaragoza, Spain. So he would go there each day and kiss the pillar, and that's the custom to do when people go there. I've been there, and the pillar is even worn. It's granite, but it's worn down by so many people coming and kissing that pillar. But it just shows that Mary was so, so much a part of the founding of Opus Dei, and then also keeping him company, because it was not easy. People didn't understand. You know, the typical thought in those years was, good, priests have to be holy, nuns have to be holy, and just the lay people in the church, they go to Mass on Sunday and they've done their job. So he was called a heretic by some people because he was teaching that universal call to sanctity. Everybody, based in their baptism, is called to be a saint. That sounds not so much now. A lot of people have that idea. But that was a new idea in 1928 and for the following years until now, the Second Vatican Council. That's the key message of the Second Vatican Council, the universal call to sanctity. Everyone, based on baptism, is called to be a saint.
We're joined by Father Hilary Mahaney, priest of Opus Dei, pastor emeritus of St. Mary the Angels Church and Parish in Chicago. Father Hilary, St. Jose Maria had so many sayings. We could spend hours just talking about his sayings, but one of my favorites is, a saint is a sinner that keeps on trying. Can you talk about how important that saying was, that it really speaks to everyone?
Yes, definitely. I think with that idea, he was trying to be sure that we don't get discouraged in our struggle for sanctity. He used to say the saints are in heaven. While we're on earth, we're all sinners who love Jesus Christ. So he bought into that as well in his teachings, the importance of the sacrament of penance, because that's where we get our sins forgiven, even though they're just little ones or even imperfections. We're always getting grace through the sacraments. And the sacrament of penance helps us exactly in the areas where we confess the grace of God is right there. So I think with the idea, don't get discouraged. Everybody is a sinner. The important thing is love Jesus Christ. And God is a Father. That was so, so important. That's the foundation of the spirit of Opus Dei, the fact that we are children, daughters and sons of God. So we begin again and again, like a good father taking his son, encouraging him, and the kid makes mistakes, but the good father says, keep trying, do the right thing. And that was the idea. He really emphasized a lot the sacrament of penance and, of course, devotion to the Eucharist and to Our Lady.
Father Hilary, another one of my favorites, sayings of St. Jose Maria Escrivá, great holiness consists in carrying out the little duties of each moment. So powerful, such a great reminder, the little things that we do day in and day out that can really bring us closer to God.
Definitely, because the key message, as I mentioned, is the sanctification of work. So if we are to sanctify our work, we need to do it well and take care of the little details in our work. Finish it well, prepare it well. If we've got a meeting, we try to prepare, be on time, etc. And that's all parts of society, not just the professions, the trades, everything. He would emphasize a lot the importance of homemakers, how important they are. Women who dedicate themselves completely to their families, give up their profession or trades, whatever, and just help, and he would say that there's great importance in that profession. Not all women have to do that, obviously. Many can work outside the home as well. But that idea that a married woman with children, that's a beautiful profession. He emphasized that a lot. And you see the little details there in the homes and everything. But that idea of work, doing it well, which means we try to do it, take care of the small details and don't do a sloppy job.
Well, Father Hilary, I really appreciate you with your insights and personal experience of having met this great saint, St. Jose Maria Escrivá. Thanks so much for being with us here on Morning Air to remind us that we can sanctify our work and do all the little things that we do for our Lord. Thank you, Father Hilary.
And thank you so much, John, for having me. It's good to be with you.
It's been a joy. We'll see you at St. Mary's.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.